Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
John chapter 10, verses 19 to 42. John chapter 10, verses 19 to 42. Now keep in mind while we read this passage, this phrase, the works of my Father. The works of my Father. All right, let's read the passage beginning with John chapter 10 and verse 19. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he call them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. Now there are several things in this passage that we want to look at, but today we're going to concentrate on this thing that kept coming up throughout the passage concerning the works of my Father. You see, the Pharisees were still much confused about the Lord Jesus Christ because, simply, they would not believe him. Look again at verse 26, but ye believe not. Now they said in verse 24, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. But they knew that he had been saying that he was the Christ. Look again in verse 33. The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, watch it, makest thyself God. So the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ was, in fact, that he was God, that he was the Son of God, and that he was the Christ. And they had real problems with this. They said, you know, if you're God or if you're the Christ, you need to tell us plainly. And he said, look, don't worry about it. If you can't believe that I'm Christ, if you can't believe that I'm God, if you can't believe that I'm the Son of God, believe the works. Look at verse 36. Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest because I said that I'm the Son of God. Then believe the works. Verse 38, If I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Believe the works. Now everyone else knew what the works signified. They knew, first of all, in verse 21, that this couldn't be a devil, because they said, can a devil open the eyes of the blind? They knew that. They knew in verse 32, many good works have I showed you from my Father, of which of those works do you stone me? He showed them works from my Father, see? They knew that. Look at verse 37. He said to them, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Now everyone else knew what those works signified, and they did believe him. But the Pharisees, no. They didn't believe him. Now, when others, besides these that were here, saw the works of the Lord Jesus Christ, they also believed. Look in verse 41. Many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there, because they saw his miracles, but not the Pharisees. When the Pharisees saw his miracles, they could not get out of their mind what he had said about being Christ, or about being the Son of God, or making himself God. So when they heard him, they just tried to kill him. Look in verse 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. This wasn't the first time. Verse 39, therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. Well, his hour had not yet come, so they weren't going to be able to stone him, and they weren't going to be able to take him. Now look. Look back at the scriptures, those scriptures that these men had. That would be the stuff that we now call the Old Testament. Look back at the scriptures, because the works that Jesus Christ did are works that were attributed to God the Father. Therefore, Jesus Christ had to be the Son of God, because no one else could have done what he did unless he were God. Now let's look at each of these works that these people had seen him do, and let's notice that these works are works that are attributed to God Almighty. For instance, in John chapter 9, the thing that got this whole discourse we're reading about in John chapter 10 going. In John chapter 9, he healed a blind man, a man that was blind from his birth. And this very blind man said, in John chapter 9, verse 31, we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. John chapter 9, verses 31 to 33. And in fact, that statement is absolutely the truth. Now go back to your Bible in the Old Testament, Psalm 146, verse 8. Jesus Christ told them, he said, if you can't believe my words, if you can't believe what I'm saying, believe the works, for they testify of me. Psalm 146, verse 8. Now in the Old Testament, when you see the word Lord, and all of the letters in that word are capitalized, then that word is a reference to God Almighty. God, Jehovah. It's a reference to the Tetragrammaton, which is a reference to God Almighty. And notice in Psalm 146, verse 8, the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. So in the New Testament, when a man comes along named Jesus and heals a blind man by opening his eyes, he has just done a work that is attributed solely to the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D of the Old Testament. Is attributed to God Almighty, and Jesus Christ did it. In fact, if Jesus Christ were not of God, he could do nothing, not that kind of work. But that's not all. look in Luke chapter 13 and verse 11. Luke chapter 13, look at verse 11. In Luke chapter 13, verse 11, behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was, watch it, bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. All right, now that may not seem like much to you to take somebody that's bowed down and make her straight, but it does seem like a lot when you go back to the Old Testament and look to whom that kind of work is attributed. Look in Psalm 146, verse 8 again. Psalm 146, verse 8 again. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. So the only one in the Old Testament capable of raising them that are bowed down is the Lord God, Jehovah, God Almighty. And that work was done in the flesh by the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are the works of my Father. When he says that, that's not just the works that God gave him to do. Those are the works of my Father. Those are the works that only God Almighty can do. Look again in Mark chapter 7 at verse 33. Mark chapter 7, look at verse 33. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears. What was his problem? Verse 32. They bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. All right. He took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And he took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers into his ear, spit and touched his tongue, and looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Now who did that kind of work in the Old Testament? Well, turn to Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35, and look at verse 4. Isaiah 35, 4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, we've seen that, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Who does that kind of work? Your God will come. That kind of work was attributed to God Almighty, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that did it. But that's not all. Look in Matthew chapter 15 at verse 30. Matthew chapter 15, look at verse 30. Great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified whom? The God of Israel. Why? Because that's the kind of work that only the God of Israel can do. What did he do? He made the lame to walk. Look again in Isaiah 35. The works attributed to God Almighty. Isaiah 35, and look at verse 6. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Who does that work? Your God, even God with a recompense. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ worked again and again and again and again to demonstrate that the works that were attributed to the Lord God Almighty were the works that he and he alone was capable of doing. He said, if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do, because I'm doing the works that my Father gave me to do. He made the blind to see, the bowed down to walk straight, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. Look again in Matthew chapter 12 at verse 22. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. You see, you're seeing it over and over again, but that's to show you that it wasn't a fluke. It wasn't an accident. It was something that Jesus Christ did and did again, again, and again. Matthew chapter 12, and look at verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is this not the son of David? When the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. They immediately attribute to what Jesus Christ was doing to the devil. Why? They knew better than that. According to their scriptures, the devil wasn't capable of doing these works, only God Almighty. And they called the Holy Spirit God Almighty working in Jesus Christ Beelzebub. That's blasphemy. Oh, isn't it blasphemy that they accuse Jesus Christ of in our text? The Jews answered him, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. Ho, that's the pot calling the kettle black. They were the ones that were guilty of blasphemy. And yet they said, You did it by the devil. I'm telling you, they were of their father the devil, and the works of their father they would do. They were blasphemers. Jesus Christ was a holy, godly, honorable man. He's God manifest in the flesh. I stand this day by the Old Testament scriptures compared with the New Testament scriptures in defense of my Savior. He needs no defense. And in defense of the words of God, they need no defense. To tell you that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. And the Pharisees missed it. And the Pharisees of our day still miss it. But only the miracles that Jesus Christ did are miracles that only God Almighty could do. Look in Isaiah 35:6 again. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Yes, that's God Almighty doing that work. But that's not all. Look in Matthew chapter 11, verse 5. Matthew chapter 11, and look at verse 5. Verse 4, for the context, Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. Watch it. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. He raised the dead. Whoa. And you're going to tell me that's something that the devil's going to do? You're going to tell me that this is some magical act of some man? Not hardly. Look in Ezekiel chapter 37. Look in Ezekiel chapter 37. This is the valley of the dry bones. These bones then become flesh with sinew. Breath is breathed into them, and these bones rise up and walk. What are they? Ezekiel 37, verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. It's a resurrection. And ye shall know that I am the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. That's what Jesus Christ did to Lazarus. That's what happened to the graves of the Old Testament saints. The bodies of them that slept arose when Christ came up out of the grave. Look in John chapter 5 and verse 21. John chapter 5 and look at verse 21. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. If this man were not God, he could do nothing. John chapter 5 verse 21. Jesus Christ said, For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. He raised the dead. He caused the dumb to speak. He made the lame to walk. He caused the deaf to hear. He made the bowed to walk upright. and he caused the blind to see. And you say of this man, he is a blasphemer, he is a devil. Why, you are a hypocrite, you old blind Pharisee. These are only works that God Almighty can do, and if Jesus Christ were not God Almighty manifest in the flesh, he could do none of these works. Now the babes got this revelation. The disciples got this revelation. The harlots got this revelation. The publicans got this revelation. But these poor old blind Pharisees, who didn't want anybody to come in there and mess up their little religion, they couldn't get it. Look at these things concerning the lepers in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. You say, Brother Welder, you sound like you're a little bit put out with the Pharisees. I am, because they did not die out in Jesus' day. The Pharisees still roam the earth today, attacking the words of God, attacking the deity of Christ, and standing in pulpits all across the United States of America, denying the virgin birth, denying the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, denying the bodily resurrection, denying the miracles, denying the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't die out in those days. They preach today, and they preach to destroy the faith of those who would believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, manifest in the flesh. They ride bicycles through your neighborhood to destroy your confidence in God Almighty, manifest in the flesh. They knock on your door and profess themselves to be godly. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, because the power is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that did the works to testify that he is God Almighty, manifest in the flesh. And they don't believe it. They don't believe it today like they didn't believe it back then. Yes, I'm put out with them. And you should be too. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. Behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Well, in the Old Testament, we find a couple of cases of leprosy being healed. One time, God Almighty, in Exodus chapter 4, told Moses to put his hand in his bosom. He pulled it out, and it came out leprous. He told him to put it back, and it came out whole. And he says, the reason I want you to do this is that if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the latter sign. God healed that leprosy. Again, in 2 Kings chapter 5, Naaman the leper, the Syrian general, went to Israel and found out that he could be cleansed of his leprosy if he would dip 7 times in the Jordan River. He didn't want to do it, but he finally did. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 14, he went down, dipped himself 7 times in Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He knew who did it. Because in verse 15, he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. And therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. Now he learned something. He learned that was God that did that. And these Pharisees should have known that's God that did that, and Jesus Christ pled with him. He said, Listen, if you're not going to believe me, I told you that I'm Christ. They said, if thou be Christ, tell us plainly. He said, I told you, but you didn't believe me. You believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you're not of my sheep, as I said unto you. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. And they said, those aren't the works of the Father, those are the works of Beelzebub. They took down God Almighty, they took down the Holy Spirit, and they took down the Lord Jesus Christ, all in one fell swoop with that. And you say to me, I can't believe the vengeance of God. I can. Anybody to accuse the Holy Spirit of God and God Almighty and Jesus Christ himself of being Beelzebub, it's no wonder. When Titus, he came in there in 70 A.D. and destroyed that temple, that God allowed that to happen. They had used that temple to turn it against God Almighty. and he never intended for that to happen. He came in the flesh to buy their pardon and repentance and redemption so they could be saved. These are the works attributed to the Lord God and not to men, and they would not receive their Messiah. They would not receive their God. They would not receive their Christ because they were of their father, the devil. And the works of their father they did. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he spoke not the truth, because there's no truth in him. He's a liar and the father of it. They were liars, and they were murderers, and they took it out on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, like I said, they didn't die out back in those days. They're still hacking on him today. It's a terrible thing. But I'm going to tell you and tell you once and for all, you can check it for yourself when you see what Jesus Christ did in the New Testament and compare it with scriptural authority in the Old Testament. There's only one person in this universe that could do that work. That's God Almighty. Therefore, Jesus is who he says he is. They just didn't believe it. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What are you going to do? Are you going to turn a deaf ear to the Lord Jesus Christ and profess your own righteousness and throw it back in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ? I dare you not. Don't do that. Do not do that. That man that we just read about and studied today is God manifest in the flesh. He died to save your soul. And if you will put aside your religion and put aside your Phariseeism and put aside your doubt and trust him, he'll save your soul. You'll become his sheep. And when you become his sheep, he puts you into his hand, and there's nobody in this universe that can pluck you out of his hand. And you'll be in the hand of God Almighty, and God is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You want that kind of salvation? Then get on your knees and trust Jesus Christ, and he will save you. Put aside all that spiritual deception that's been propagated by seminaries and pulpits across America today, and you trust this Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God manifest in the flesh. He said so, the Bible said so, and it's a fact. He proved it by his works. Will you trust him? We pray that you will.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.